Track 61.
The next stage of the report is the interview or interviews. Choose someone directly affected by the story who can put their ideas across in a clear and concise way. This could be, say, a witness who observed the events of the story directly. The ideal place to interview them is somewhere that reveals something about the person or the events of the story. For example, if he or she works in a factory affected by the story, interview him or her inside the factory with machinery and workers in the background. On the other hand, there shouldn't be too much going on in the background, as that would detract from the story. Okay, moving on to the second interview. This person's views should contrast with those of the first speaker. I've already mentioned the need to avoid being accused of bias, and that's why his or her position on the story must be different. So, if the first person was a worker in the factory explaining why jobs must be saved, the second interviewee could be one of the factory managers giving their perspective on why job cuts are necessary. Now, depending on the length of your report, you might or might not have time for other views and shots. But the piece should finish with the reporter on camera again, rounding up the story, and if possible, saying something about the possible next steps in this story. For example, if the story is about a court case, when the verdict is expected. So, that's about it. To sum up, be fair, be balanced, and be interesting. Now, are there any questions?